as the willing to, as part of ShoreBank Enterprise Cascadia, willing to finance city operations. When we got notice of the grant, but before we actually got the cash, you've been willing, just based on that, to help finance our immediate startup. You made things happen quicker, bigger, and better. Thank you.
That's what good partners do. John Virtus, ShoreBank Enterprise Cascadia. Last time I was here, we were launching Clean Energy Works Portland. We were here because you and your team made a commitment to make sure that this was about more than financial services. You made a commitment to make sure that this was about climate change, economic development, and economic opportunity. The fact that we're still here today as you launch Clean Energy Works Oregon says that you and we and the entire team are following through on that commitment. You shared some of the statistics. The outcomes from the pilot. We're getting loan products to people, responsible loan products, to people who would not otherwise qualify for credit. It includes the needs of those who have less income and fewer assets. Jobs are being created that pay well and have benefit. They are just jobs with growth pathways. Businesses are being created, and barriers to entry for entrepreneurs into this newly formed economic sector are available and being delivered proactively for women and people of color. Your actions today are taking Clean Energy Works to a new scale, which was what this was all about to begin with. You are leading not only the region, but the nation. I can tell you it's being watched and emulated. The work is important not only for climate, but for economic opportunity. Our pledge is to help steward this new resource, to multiply it at least 5 times, and to deliver climate, economic, and opportunity impacts, and make that a brand for what a carbon economy can be. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Portland seeks to be not just the most sustainable city in the world, but also the city of the most equal opportunity. And it's because of partnerships with our next two organizations, represented by Maurice and Connie, that we're able to put actual deeds behind those long stated words. And so I want to thank both of you for the tough work thus far, and there's a lot more tough work to happen, but just the early results are very promising and should inspire us to keep going. Maurice?
Well, thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for having me here. I'm Maurice Rumming, President of the National Association of Minority Contractors. And one of the things I'd like to bring up is just the success of the CWP as we see it as on the contracting side. When we first started off, we had zero minority contractors, general contractors participating. To date, we have 6 minority general contractors participating. They're leading the way. They're doing high performance, high quality, at affordable price. This, with the help of all these subcontractors and the utilization, there's a little bit of excitement in the air for minority contractors because they're looking at those opportunities. Also, on the employment side, they're doing heavy employment of also underutilized firms. So we're really excited about that. One of the things that we would like to make sure as far as with this nonprofit is that that charge continues to go forward and that we continue to look at what we've done successfully in the CWP and convert that into the CWO and make sure that same leadership that was able to form that document to make it so successful today continue to follow through as we move forward.
Thank you, Maurice. Connie, can you get closer to the mic?
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for your leadership and your commitment to lift all boats with your public policy decisions. This, as Maurice said, this is really showing some early results. And we've seen our graduates being hired and trained for this emerging green workforce and opportunity. It's starting out slow, but we're starting to see the ramp up now, which is very encouraging. And our pre-apprenticeship program at Oregon Tradeswomen and at Portland Youth Builder, Irvington Covenant, Constructing Hope Program, the Evening Trades Apprenticeship Prep, folks from Verde and NEA and Urban League, the other community-based organizations at the table, are all very excited about participating in this. I was just at the PDC Workforce Diversity Subcommittee meeting and heard about their exciting results and lessons learned, and I know that we'll be incorporating some of that into our efforts as well. And one lesson learned that we've been realizing is that strong contractual language is very helpful in achieving results. I want to thank Maurice as well as Derek and his team, Jeremy Hayes from Green for All, Judith Mowry from the city, and John Gardner from CAUSE for their leadership as well in helping us work on the pilot and go forward through the scale up to really achieve some amazing results for our community. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Margie from Energy Trust. Is someone from Northwest Natural here? Great. Paul Benoit. Oh, great. City manager of the great city of Astoria. Home to the Astoria Coffee Company.
True.
Ms. Harris.
Good morning. I'm Margie Harris with the Energy Trust of Oregon. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I want to, like others, acknowledge the existing working relationship we have with the city of Portland, leadership from Mayor Adams and the council, the competency and engagement of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and also our contractor, the Conservation Service Group, that is making possible some of these early results that you're hearing about today. We've been working together, as you know, since last October, cutting our teeth on this pilot and hoping that we would learn from it and be able to build upon it. And I think we're very fortunate to have been chosen from the federal government as one of the few recipients of the block grants that are awarded nationally. And as John said, there's lots of eyes focused on this city and lots of expectations that what we have done can grow and grow in very systematic and successful ways. I think we take our learning forward, and we're part of our interest at the Energy Trust is that we're obligated to fulfill requirements under the EAST legislation that was passed by the Oregon legislature last year. And this is a way in which we can do that, expand upon the Portland pilot and take it to the cities that Mayor Adams mentioned in your introductory remarks. So we have a centerpiece that is the pilot. We have a collective strategy that we're organized around. And now we're going to create a new nonprofit organization to help carry this learning forward. I was around years ago when Portland Energy Conservation, Inc. was created, so the city actually has a precedent of creating an energy-related nonprofit, and PECI today is highly recognized and very successful for its efforts. I expect that when we reflect back on what we wanted to achieve and what the vision was, we'll be successful if we build a diversified workforce and create still more jobs, if we deliver excellent customer service to the participants in this program, and if we provide convenient financing that removes the barrier and the need for upfront capital. I value very much personally this opportunity to continue our working relationship with the city and to demonstrate that what we envision can indeed be successfully achieved. Thank you.
And I don't know if Oregonians appreciate or Portlanders appreciate the uniquely positive role that your organization plays in advocating for all kinds of triple bottom line initiatives around power and utility work. So thank you for your good work.
Thank you.
And our good friends at Northwest Natural that were also key to helping us on a whole bunch of things, but especially the on-bill portion of this.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, members of the council. I'm Gary Bauer, appearing on behalf of Northwest Natural. We appreciate the opportunity to be here and be part of the program. We actually have approximately 670,000 customers in Oregon and Southwest Washington, and as you would guess, the bulk of those, really 600,000 or so, are here in Oregon, so we're looking forward to being able to expand the program and offer more services to our customers. I think, as has been noted, the fact that Portland and Oregon receives $20 million is a recognition by a lot of people, including our federal government, that we have a very good program. The pilot has been doing well, and we look forward to being able to move that out and offer those services to other customers. As we move forward, we hope that as we develop a statewide entity, that it allows us to have some uniform operations, develop some low-cost ways of delivering these, some standard ways of doing those, which we think, again, will benefit all of the folks. You mentioned the on-bill financing. That is one of the key elements that has been working well, I think. Northwest Natural's customers are the largest users of the on-bill financing program, and I think we've worked out all the bugs, and everything's moving fairly well with that. So we look forward to being able to take the pilot that Portland developed and work with others to expand that around the state. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. And you all moved with the speed of light that surprised even us. So thank you. Mr. Benoit.
Mayor Adams and City Councilors, I'm Paul Benoit. I'm the city manager for the City of Astoria. And I put a tie on this morning and drove out to Portland specifically to acknowledge an acceptance of this grant from DOE and creation of Clean Energy Works, or the establishment of Clean Energy Works, is really a momentous and, I think, precedent-setting step. And I want you to know that Astoria, as well as your other rural partners, recognize it and are grateful for the opportunity to be part of it. And I want you to know that it's our intent to do all that is possible from the rural end to support you and to make this project or program a success. And I want to say, you know, whether rural or urban, we share common concerns and common interests. We care about climate change. We really do. We want to reduce carbon emissions. We need to promote economic development and create jobs. And we care about social equity. There's no difference whether rural or urban. And through your leadership, specifically the City of Portland and the vision of the Portland City Council, you're using your strength and your density, which obviously we don't have in rural Oregon, but you're using it to reach beyond your city borders. And I think that's sort of an amazing and wonderful thing. Clean Energy Works Oregon is tapping into and integrating the capacity and talent of major utilities like Northwest Natural, Shorebank Enterprise Cascadia, the Oregon Energy Trust, and organizations representing minority populations to create partnerships that will positively affect our environment in ways that I don't think urban centers could do alone and in ways that I know rural Oregon could not do on its own. Again, as I said at the beginning, this is precedent setting for the region, not just for Portland. And as I think we all acknowledge, Portland is more than a place to shop, and rural Oregon is more than just a place to vacation. There's real strength in bridging urban and rural interests and through innovation and partnership, and that's what this program is all about. To the extent that Clean Energy Works Oregon will be truly regional and achieve the anticipated results, I think will depend heavily on creating confidence and meaningful outreach. Toward that end, I want you to know that Astoria and your rural partners are committed to this. We will do everything we can. And on behalf of rural Oregon and your partners, I just want to thank you.
Well, it's great to have you as a partner, and our work together is only beginning. So thank you. And then finally, Tom Kelly. And Warren, do you want to say anything? Come on up. No, come on up. I insist. Come on up. Mr. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Do you want him to go first, or do you want me to go?
No, I want you.
Okay. Well, thank you for inviting me here today. When I last spoke to you about the CWP program, it was just getting started last year, and I talked to you a little bit about how we had been in the weatherization business back in the 70s and early 80s and how the government programs at the time went away. And I'm really happy to be here today to see that we're going in a different direction. In those days, we were in a recession as well, and that just made it doubly tough. But today we're moving forward and it's really exciting. It's exciting to see this kind of financial model that utilizes public funds to leverage private capital to provide self-sustaining flow of funds. It is truly a model of how government and business can work together. I was just down in Austin at an energy retrofit conference a month ago, and you know the high regard that what we're doing here in Oregon is held is, I think, something we should all be proud of. We've been really pleased with our experience with the pilot to date. We've increased our workflow, something that I think is really important in these times. And I just wanted to put a face on that for a moment. At Neil Kelly, we've had slowdown across our business units. The only one that is growing is this one. We doubled our business in energy retrofits last year. We're doubling it again this year. And you know, the job creation, there's also job saving. There's a young man by the name of Miguel who was a carpenter in our remodeling division. Well, he's moved over to energy retrofits, and he's our lead guy. There's a woman by the name of Katie who was a project manager in our new homes division. Well, you can imagine how that division is doing these days. She's moved over, and she's a project manager in our energy retrofit division. I think what's particularly apt is today, or this week, we made an offer, and it was accepted by a woman as a new auditor, and her first name is Hope. And I think that's what this whole program is all about, hope that we can resolve global warming issues and hope that we can create jobs and get out of this recession. So I'm very excited about this step. We have locations in Bend and Eugene. So, as a matter of fact, we already have an auditor in place in Eugene, and we're excited about seeing this whole program go statewide. We think it's very important for the future of our city, for our state, and actually for my industry too. The remodeling industry is uniquely well placed to be able to help with this, and we look forward to working with you in the future. Thanks.
Well, as a longtime Portland business that pays family wage jobs, your on-the-ground insight in helping us fashion this has been invaluable. So thank you, and I'm glad that you're seeing the results yourself.
Thank you.
Warren, I wanted to call you up because the Chair Kogan and the county are important partners with us on this and climate action. A lot of the work around folks that are poorer or have financially constrained household budgets, you've got the bulk of that as a focus in this effort. And so I just wanted to thank you and the county for your partnership and give you an opportunity to say any thoughts or words at this point.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor and commissioners. Warren Fish, policy advisor to Chair Jeff Kogan at Multnomah County. Didn't plan on speaking today, but appreciate the opportunity and appreciate this moment as a milestone in a very important project and one that means a lot to our citizens at the city and at the county, and really means a lot to both the businesses that have an opportunity here with this additional money available now to grow those businesses, to employ more people. We need jobs, and this is really critical and exciting, frankly, that that Portland was selected among 25 cities around the country to receive these competitive awards from USDOE. And as we ramp this program up and go statewide, I think it's going to be great to see the collaborative effort continue between the folks who are part of the community workforce agreement, all of the customers who are going to benefit from this in terms of comfort in their homes and lowering their electricity and gas usage and, frankly, increasing the value of their homes. So we're on to something really great here, and we're proud to have been part of it from the beginning, and we're really excited to see this moment as this gets bigger and really is the first step toward this getting bigger nationwide as financial markets begin to recognize these types of loans as an opportunity for them, a new line of business that hopefully will continue to expand. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate both of you. Anyone else signed up to testify?
No okay. One else.
So we also have the companion emergency ordinance 851, but let's go ahead and vote on.
Can I ask some questions?
Oh, yes. Of course.
I was wondering if I could find out who we anticipate being on the board of the nonprofit.
We'll be making that selection as part of discussions with founding organizations, so that's not something we've done yet.
And if a citizen wants to participate in this, as this nonprofit, how would they become involved?
Just for now, call my office.
Call Michael Armstrong, okay. And what other jurisdictions, apart from Astoria, are partnering in getting some of these grants?
Klamath and Lake Counties, Hood River, Astoria, as well as Clackamas County, Gresham, Hillsborough, and Lake Oswego. It's because they wrote this on a piece of paper for me. I didn't know that by heart. Yeah.
And more
those
expected.
Those are the founding partners.
Because I certainly appreciate Mr. Wanyok coming in from Astoria and recognizing that indeed Portland is a good partner to rural jurisdictions. And incidentally, my husband and I spent our anniversary weekend in Astoria a couple of weeks ago. And I did the shopping, but he did the photographing of vessels in the port. So we understand that you have a lot of industry and other things other than vacationing in Astoria. So thank you very much for coming in today. And the $20 million is from the federal government.
Yep.
So that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Sure. All right. Unless there's additional council discussion. Don't want to rush this along here too fast. Let's go ahead and call the vote on the resolution.
To accept the sub first?
We already did that.
We didn't vote on it.
Oh, we didn't vote on it?
We didn't vote, but.
Let's do the vote on the substitute.
Fish?
Aye.
Sossman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Please call the vote on the substituted 849.
Fish?
Well, Mayor, congratulations. And this is, I think, further evidence that the climate action plan adopted by the city and county is just not another document collecting moss somewhere. Last week, through an effort that you and I spearheaded, we announced the fruits of the Community Garden Initiative, coming up with a declaration of cooperation, which provides a roadmap for an additional 1,000 plots in the next 2.5 years. This is another cornerstone piece of the climate action plan. And frankly, the only word I can use to describe this is the word that your chief of staff used recently in connection with another project that has just incredible reach and momentum, and that's Sunday Parkways. And he referred to Sunday Parkways as a juggernaut. I think this is a juggernaut. And I'm especially pleased that as we get this right, it becomes a vehicle for those linkages between urban and rural, as our friend from, as the city manager from Astoria noted. So congratulations to all who've been working on this, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Salzman.
Well, this is a really tremendous opportunity we have on our hands, thanks to a $20 million investment, thanks to Mayor Adams for his leadership in the pilot, and all the partners that have made it work. So I'm very proud to see this happen, and I think the challenges are still ahead of us to make this succeed and succeed well. And I think that the caliber of the people at the table are certainly impressive. I appreciate the city manager of Astoria coming up today. I want you to know that I'm a regular attendee at the Fisher Poet Festival, so I have a chance to somehow I don't think of Astoria as rural. I think of it as a nice urbane city on the coast there. I have opportunity to sample both the culture and the food and to see this, learn more about the industries in the city of Astoria, and I enjoy it every year. And Tom Kelly, as one of your energy retrofit customers last summer, I'm proud to be helping on your bottom line, a good family-owned company that's been committed to our community for many, many years. So. And to all the others, this is great, and let's go out and really make this thing work. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Congratulations, and thank you, Mayor Adams, for leading the work on this, for getting the federal grant. The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability's work and with our partners is very inspiring. And this, of course, is one of the target industries that the Portland Development Commission has established as one of our cluster focus areas. So, it does show that we are bringing jobs to Oregonians as well as clean energy and energy efficiency. So I'm particularly glad that the Office of Neighborhood Involvement was able to help by giving Judith Mary services. And appreciate our community partners. I know that when you go out to the cities and counties of Oregon that there'll be a lot more folks who want to be involved, and I hope you'll continue to make sure that this does involve minorities, women, and non-traditional partners. I appreciate the work of NEA and Urban League and others who have been involved in this. Thank you so much for that diversity. Aye.
Adams.
We'll be coming back to council with a supplier, local supplier strategy as well in the coming weeks with the Portland Development Commission. And as noted by some of my colleagues, this is moving forward the Climate Action Plan and the city's economic development strategy that was approved by council about 6 months ago. A lot of the hard work on this happens at a staff level, and so I want to acknowledge, in addition to Michael Armstrong and the entire wing, sustainability wing of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, I want to acknowledge Derek Smith for your great work on this. You all have sent me to more cubbyholes and cubicles and more obscure Washington, D.C. office buildings than I ever knew possibly existed. I've gone to Washington, D.C. a lot over the years to beg for money, but I have never been into some of the buildings I've been into to beg for money for this project. It's been really fascinating. So thank you for that. I also want to thank Lisa Libby and my planning and sustainability team, Amy Rees and Megan Ponder, in my office. Aye. Can you go ahead and read the title for 851, and we'll take care of that, see if there are any questions.
851. Accept a $20 million grant from the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Competitive Funding Program, administered by the U.S. Department of Energy as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
While we have staff here, are there any questions or comments about this or anyone signed up? All right, we'll wait till we get a fourth to actually vote on it. In the meantime, that's an emergency, too. That's an emergency. Let's go ahead and...
We could adopt the Northwest District Plan remand, just to get that.
When is that?
It's tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that'd be nice to get out of the way, but no. Let's go with 856 first reading.
Authorize an exemption to the competitive bidding process to procurement services pursuant to ORS.
You can take off if you want.
279C and PCC
5.34. For being here.
And provide payment for construction of the Kelly Butte Reservoir Project.
Who's here to provide us an explanation of this issue? Oh, there we go. Mr. Schaff.
Purchasing's not here either. Okay, we'll wait. Thank you. I don't. You're the president. Everybody else has left.
David, we're tired of these excuses. Throwing purchasing under the bus is.
So we can't do that one either. So that's all right. You're president right now.
I'm the president, except with only two of us.
There's nothing we can do.
I can't even gavel down an amendment to increase funding for parks.
Well, guys, Dan's doing the parade. Otherwise, he'd be here.
Can't do anything. We don't have purchasing here for that one.
Right. We don't what?
Purchasing's not here for that non-emergency.
All right. Are there objections to moving it to a second reading?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'd like some
then
questions.
We'll wait. Then we will pause and we will have a moment of reflection and go into recess for 4 minutes.
What did you choose four?
I don't know. I thought it was better than five.
Okay, good. No, I just wondered.
I thought five seemed gluttonous.
Oh, great. Good for you. What are you going to do?